spoke a little bit yesterday about the Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil B'Holoi Moshach. The topic of the Tosfos is Mitzvah L'Kayem Dibur HaMeis. And they feel that you have to restrict it, you have to limit it, because there's so many Gemaras where the person seems to have left instructions while he was alive what they should do with his property after he dies. And it seems like they're ignoring this din. So Tosfos points out that it's a machlekes Reb Meir and Chachamim. And Af Hagav Dekaimel and Reb Meir, in the second line, Af Hagav Dekaimel and Reb Meir, the Gemara didn't want to interpret the Mishnah ki yichido. Why? Because the Chachamim, the majority opinion, disagrees with Reb Meir. So in the back of the Gemara, one of the Achrayim points out, Tosfos says later on, Tosfos has the line begins, Hameis, Afilo Ein Tzibur. Yishlamet the Rabba Sarek HaMeir HaKirab Yosi. The one who disagrees with Reb Meir is an individual Tana, Reb Yosi. What do you mean the Chachamim? Tosfos presents it as if the majority opinion was against Reb Meir. So they say it's not the majority, it's just Reb Yosi. Machlokes HaMeir Reb Yosi. An interesting point. There's a machlokes HaTanaim. Whether there is such a din mitzvah l'kayem dibur hameis, we pass on the halacha that there is. There is a machlokes harishonim. It's Tosfos in Bava Basra here. It's not. They don't really touch on it. Tosfos in Bava Basra. What exactly does it mean mitzvah l'kayem dibur hameis? It means you should take care of it after the father dies. Or does it mean that it's a kinyan midrabbanan? It's already a kinyan. Of Kamina, let's say the father left instructions. He has a whole library, a lot of svarim, valuable svarim. Says he wants that they should give the svarim to the yeshiva. And then they went ahead and they sold the svarim to Mechas Svarim. Then someone else said, well, what do you sell it? But the father left instructions, you should give it to the yeshiva. So do you say, Mitzvah the Kabdir Ames accomplishes a kinyan, it already belongs to the yeshiva. Period. End of the story. So the fact that they sold it to a Mechas Svarim, or they sold it to someone else, is not top. Or should I say, no, mitzvah l'kayem dibur hameis, mitzvah. And if they went and they sold it for a farm, so they lost the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's an issue that's discussed in Choshen Mishpat. If you look there in the Bir Agro, he shows you where the two opinions appear in Tosfos Beferish. 2 days in Tosfos, so whether mitzvah l'kayem dibur hameis accomplishes a kinyan, or just as a mitzvah. That's the right thing to do. We were discussing yesterday, not everybody would want, I have 3 sons and 6 daughters, so my daughters are not going to get anything, no Yerushim. The din of the Chumash is only the sons get Yerushim. What's going to be with the daughters? So in the days of the Tanakh, the women didn't work, so the men did all the work. So my 6 daughters are married, so their husbands will earn money, and they'll get Yerusha from their fathers. But today, the women work, and it's strange to leave the din the way it was in the Chumash and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes already from Agos Maimoni. Agos Maimoni always, on the bottom of the page in the Ramah, always presents you with the shitas of the Balei HaTosfos. Agos Maimoni has nothing to do with the Rambam. The Kesa Mishnah, and the Maga Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the Mishlam Noach, these are all commentaries on the Rambam. A Gos Maimon is not a commentary on the Rambam. The Chuvus Maimon in the back also, Chuvus Maimon, the Baal HaTosfos have Chuvus on the topics that appear in this section of the Rambam. Gos Maimon tells you what the Baal HaTosfos say. He never explains anything in the Rambam. So the Ramon, Hilchas Yerusha, the end of Choshen Mishpat, quotes from Gos Maimon that this was already a problem in the days of the Rishonim, that the daughters felt very hurt that they're not getting anything, so they used to solve the problem by seeing to it that each one of the daughters should get chelek chatzi zachar. You should get half the amount that each son gets. Chelek chatzi zachar. That's why in the Shulchan Aruch they talk about a shtar chelek chatzi zachar, that the fathers would make kinyonim right now, that they're makna to their daughters, are sharing all of their assets. But they had to make it in such a way that the daughter shouldn't come and ask for the money now. The father doesn't want them to empty it out now. So you can't say they should be kind a minute before I die. A minute before I die is a shot of Ein Breira. So how do you do it? So the Shulchan Aruch tells you how to do it. Okay. Talk about that some other time. They quote in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if you'll just give the daughters today chelek chatzi zocher, they'll be very upset. He recommended that you should give them an equal share to the sons. Give everybody an equal share. So you have to make kinyonim to see to it that the daughters should get the same amount. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he writes, there's a din of kibbutz also. So if the father expressed, well, the parents expressed their wish during their lifetime that they'd like the children to divide the Yerusha equally, then we shouldn't keep it out. They have to give the sisters an equal share to what. So you don't need all these kinyonim. The only thing is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Perikol HaBosar in Chulin, that kibbutz, the bezin is not koifer. If a person doesn't want to eat matzah, he doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, lulav sheni noitel, sukkah sheni any oise, matzah sheni ochli, he doesn't want to keep the mitzvahs, so they beat him up. The bezin is koifer him to do the mitzvahs. Kibbutz, because it's matn tzchor betzita, it says now, seris adib, it's kabbutz avicha simecha, man yaricha nyamecha. So because the Chumash promises a reward if you fulfill this mitzvah, so the Chachamim said, there's no need for the bezin to be koifer. The person will be encouraged because the Chumash promises an arichas yom. So Bitsa says that shematn schor betzida ein bezin shalmato. Bezin shalmato means in our world, bezin is not koifer. So if it's only mishum kibirav, and there's a lot of money involved, and I'm gonna have $9 million. So So if I'd only give the $9 million to my three sons, each one would get $3 million. I have three sons, $9 million. If I'm going to give $1 million to each one of my nine children, so the sons are going to get cheated. So unfortunately, even the most religious people, when it comes to money, they'll do whatever is necessary in order to get that money. People fight over Yerusha. They spend more money on the lawyer's fees than they stand to get from the whole miserable Yerusha. And then they never talk to each other. The family is ripped apart because they're fighting over Yerusha. So unfortunately, because the Bezdin is not Kaifa on Kibbut Aviyim, if the parents will just say, after we die, we want you to divide Yerusha like this, it may not help. The children may not listen to the instructions of the parents. If it's only Mishum Kibbut Av, it may not work. So that's why it's recommended that one should make a tzavoed that should be legally binding, whatever he wants, how they should divide up the money. So Rabbi Kivega writes that Mi'ikar Adin, he writes in his Jews, Mi'ikar Adin, Mishum Kibbutz, they have to follow the instructions of the parents. That is the Kibbutz, Mechabde Mechai, Mechabde Lacha Moise, then the Kibbutz applies even after the parents die. I, Rabbi Kivega, Esther Kasha, how can he say that? The Gemara, the end of the first parak in Kedushin, has all the dinim of Kibbutz. So the Gemara says, Kibbutz is Mishal Av, Alo Mishal Beit. The children are not mechuyev to lose money, they're not mechuyev to spend money over the issue of kibbutz. So here, my three sons should be getting $3 million each. And because of the kibbutz, so each one is only going to get $1 million. Each one of the nine children is going to get $1 million. So isn't that kibbutz mishal bein? The bein is not mechuyev to lose money. So Rabbi Kivega says, no, the money belongs to me. I'm alive. I'm giving the instructions what you should do with my $9 million. So that's Mishalav. That's not called Mishal Bein. Mishal Bein, you're not Mechuyev. Kibbutz is only Mishalav, not Mishal Bein. My father, let's say, my father wants to go touring in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I should take care of it. So I say, give me a credit card, then I'll take care of it. He says, no, your credit card. You spend the money. So I'm not Mechuyev. My father has, $9 million. My father also taught in Mayim. So I'll tell you, give me a credit card, I'll make all the arrangements for you, I'll drive you to the airport, I'll set up which hotel you stay, I'll make all the arrangements, but it's going to be from your credit card, not from my credit card. If the father has, that's a din, kibbutz, mishalav, alo mishalbein. Sometimes that din doesn't always apply, mishalav, alo mishalbein. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell over this story that once someone asked Rav Chaim, his grandfather, they asked Rav Chaim that they lived in Brisk and they had a parent who was holding by the end in Warsaw, and it would cost money to go visit the father before he dies, but the father wanted it very much, he wanted to see their children before he dies. But it's not shaykh. They can't walk to Warsaw. So they'll have to take a train. So they said, so the Esra Prime, the dinner is kibbutz inshallah, but Om Mishal Bain. The son is not mechuyev to spend money. Rabbi Chaim said, so walk. He said, so walk. Why don't you want to walk? Because you get knocked out, and you'll ruin your shoes, and it'll take you 2 weeks to walk there, 2 weeks to walk back. You'll lose 4 weeks of salary, of work. So the din is that you mechuyev to do kibbutz, even if you're going to lose salary. You're not mechuyev to lay out money from your pocket. Here, the laying out of the money is L'Toivus HaBein. That's not part of the Kibbutz. Theoretically, he can walk to Warsaw, but it'll take him 2 weeks to walk there, 2 weeks to walk back, because his feet will be ruined, and his shoes will be ruined, so that he's spending money for his own purposes. So that's not in contradiction to the din of Kibbutz, Mishallah, Velo, Mishal Bein. Now, Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva, where he writes that as a mashal. He doesn't say that Rav Chaim was Esther Shah. He writes that as a mashal, and he says, the Pashtus says that the son is mechuyev to spend the money, because theoretically he can go visit the father without that. So he has this, he discusses a shaila like this. The son is a doctor, and the parent needs medical treatment. So the son would be happy to do the medical treatment for nothing, but the Gemara says if there's another doctor available, the son shouldn't treat the parents, because when he, let's say he's a dentist, he may scrape slightly a little bit what's unnecessary, and if he causes the parent to bleed a little bit, whatever is necessary is mutter, but whatever is extra scraping, extra bleeding is not necessary, that's a violation of mako avivimai. So we don't allow the different opinions. So the generally accepted opinion is if there's no other doctor available, then we allow the child to treat the parent, even medically, even though there's a chashash he may scrape extra. So what if there are other doctors available, but they'll have to pay for them, and the parents have no money? So is the son mechuyev to pay that his parents should be treated by a different doctor? So Tzvi Pesach Frank says, theoretically, on the level of the Raisa, the son is permitted and mechuyev to treat the parent. It's exeder the rabbanim. Whenever other doctors are available, the son should do it. So the son shouldn't violate the isra makor avivim. He may scrape slightly, a little bit unnecessarily, and that will be a violation of the makor avivim. So the spending of the money to pay for the parents' bill, that they should go to a different dentist, a different doctor, that's not for the purpose of kibbutz. They're spending the money for their own purpose. They shouldn't violate the din of causing makor avivim. So that's not in contradiction to the din of kibbutz mishalav lo mishal bein. Kibbutz mishalav lo mishal bein means if the only way to accomplish the kibbutz is by spending money, so the son is not mechuyev. Here, theoretically, the son could observe the kibbutz. He can treat the parent he's mechuyev to. We recommend to the son not to do it. He shouldn't violate. He may violate the issus. He's spending money for his own purposes, not on behalf of the parent. So that was what the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes that mashal. He doesn't say that the Maaser Shoya came up Rav Chaim, but he gives that mashal. If the parent lives in a different city and he's about to die and he has the children to come visit him and it's going to cost money to go by train, do you say that you're not mechuyev to spend the money? So he says, no, you can do the kibbutz by walking. You want to go by train to save your feet and to save your, you don't want to spend 4 weeks walking back and forth and ruin your shoes and so on. But strictly speaking, if you don't think that there's going to be any machloikis among the children, so Rabbi Kivega says that's the din, that they're mechuyev to listen to the tzavo of the parents, even if it's not accordance with Rabbi Yechon and Mabroika's din. Ator nostam shus la'av lahan chalochal mishayirtze, it only applies when it's bein berabonim, he's in line to get something, so we change the percentages. And the Gemara has a suffix, maybe it only applies when the father is a shchid mira. But kibbutz, Nitam kibbutz, the children have to listen. The only reason why they make all these kinyanim, because they're afraid that the children are not going to listen. When it comes to money, not everybody is so keen to observe kibbutz. Then Tosis quoted the Gemara, the last two lines in the Tosis. Tosis asked the question that Issa Giyura wanted his assets to go to his biological son, who al pidin was not related to him because he was a ger. The Jewish girl, the mother of the child, became pregnant from the goy before he converted. So the father is not related to the child. The child was born Jewish, and the father was still a goy. He converted later. So he succeeded in transferring the money to his biological son by making an udisa. Fine. So Tosfos says, why was it such a problem? Why don't you just say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? So they gave different suggestions. So Tosfos said, because it wasn't hushlosh b'tchila l'kach. The money was initially given to Rava. Rava was holding all of his money. It was initially not given to Rava for the sake of in trust for the son. Given to Rava alone, or hold on to the money, something. So that's the shita that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. So Tosfos gave another answer, the last 2.5 lines in the Tosfos. That the Gemara there raises the question, Issa Giora was holding by the end. He was a Shechid Meira. So why don't we say Dibi Shechid Meira Ki Ksubim Chim Surin Dami? So the Gemara answers that Dibi Shechid Meira Ki Rusha Shabhiu Rabbanan. Manda Issa Birusha, Issa B'matna Shechid Meira, Manda Leisa Birusha, Leisa B'matna Shechid Meira. So just like the Gemara says, that Issa Giora with the son is Leisa Birusha, that's why there's no din of Dibi Shechid Meira Ki Ksubim Chim Surin Dami. So perhaps that's the same reason why the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis doesn't apply. And Tosfos explained why, because if a ger dies and he doesn't have any relatives in the world, so he has no, his ownership ends then. When a person dies, I have children, grandchildren, I have cousins, I have a lot of relatives. I just found out that the bris this morning, that I'm related to the father of the baby, to... He was saying, well, they named the baby Aaron after a great-great-grandfather, so I'm related to that same person. Very distantly related. So, Manda Issa Birusha, Issa Mimata Shechimera. Why? Because since when I die, the ownership that I have is going to be, not that my bailus is Paka and the Yorish gets a new bailus. The bailus that I have goes over to the children. That's called Brokara Davua. Yerusha, Rishus Yorish is Labkim Shus Laker Domi. When you give a matana or you sell something, so the bailus of the Marakama has to end, has to leave the Rishus of the Marakama, has to enter the Rishus of the Marabasra. But by Rusha, it doesn't terminate. The bailus that he had goes over to the children. So since he has a shlit, he has a, it's not Pasa Kaycha Meosa Mammon, the Vikocha Yorishim. Tais explained the second line from the bottom of that Tais. Vikocha Yorishim, so that's why these dinim apply. So this is an interesting machloikus in the Rishonim. What does that mean? The leisa birusha, leisa matan shchimera. How do you define leisa matan shchimera? Let's say I have a lot of children, grandchildren, cousins. I have a lot of relatives. When I die, there's going to be a lot of yorshim. So let's say I want to make a matan shchimera to a yeshiva. So let's say all the relatives in the world will all the Jews will die. Only be me and the yeshiva. The yeshiva can never yarshin me. You see, there's someone here, I'm not related to you. But if everybody else is dead, you're the next thing kin. You're the only one. All of my cousins are dead. You're a 20th cousin or something. So you'll get the Yerusha. Whoever is closest gets the Yerusha. So basically, when I give a matash chimerach to someone else, ki Yerusha shav yirabanan, they said, usually there are rules and regulations how the Yerusha goes. Hakorav, korav, koidim. Whoever is the closer relative gets it first. And here, with the Rabbanan, they made a takana, Dei Shechimera, Kiksum, Chimsirun, Dam, Ki Yerusha, Shav, Yerabanan. He is in line. Everyone in the room is in line, unless you're a ger. But everyone in the room is in line to get Yerusha if everybody else would be dead. So that's some Rishonim say like that. And then you say, if you leave Mata Shechimera to Tzedakah organization, to the shul can never yarshim. You need Isa Birusha, the Mekabel HaMatana should be shaykh to get a Yerusha from the Matan Shechimera. If all the other people in between would be dead, then the Yerusha would go to you. So here, you get the Yerusha. And the other Rishonim say, no, you don't need that the Mekabel HaMatana should be Isa Birusha. You can possibly get it from me if everybody, all the closer relatives are not alive. You'll be the closer relative. No. It's like Tosfos explained it, man. The Isa Birusha, since he's a bar hachia v'rusha, so even after he dies, his bailus on the money is going to still be around. It's going to go to his children, to someone else. So even though the Mekabel HaMatana can never get it from me, the Mekabel HaMatana is an institution. It's not a Jewish person. It's a goy. Let's say it's a goy. But I may say birusha. Is that enough? That the nois and the matan shchima, the shchibir who's giving, he has yarshim. He's isay birusha. So that shows that when he dies, it's not pasa koicha meyosa hamamen. That's Tosis lashon. So it sounds the way Tosis presents. It sounds like it all depends on the nois and hamatana. Doesn't depend on the bekabel matana. So this was a big machlokes. This is machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'o. Rashba and the Ra'o were classmates. They both learned by the Ramban. So there's a collection of Tshuvas HaRitva that the Mosad Rav Kook printed 60 years ago, whatever. So in one of the Tshuvas HaRamban, he quotes these machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'o. Other Rishonim are involved also. So that's a shot. Let's say a person wants to leave a tzavua, and he wants to leave money to a tzedakah. So Taisa thinks that Shaila, where the mitzvah the kaim de rameis applies. So Taisa came up with the suggestion: maybe mitzvah the kaim de rameis. The noisan has koyach on his money after he died. I'm going to have yorshim. So let's say that's not going to pose a problem. Let's say we'll hold that mitzvah l'kam d'rameis should apply in such a case, because the noisan is a bar hochav yerusha. The tzedok organization can't yarshim from me. It's not a Jewish person. Can have the yarshim. So you say it all depends on the noisan, not on the mekabel. If you say like that, but the shaila is Tosis, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the main answer of Tosis was that you have to have hushlosh mitchila lekach. So let's say I leave a will that after I die I want to distribute so much money to tzedok, but it was never hushlosh mitchila lekach. So Abchai Moise has a tshuva in Achiezer. So he says that since by tzedok we have a klal. We have a klal amirosa la galoya kim sirosa la hedyadavi. That's a klal by Hegdish. That's a mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kedusha. Amirosa la galoya kim sirosa la hedyadavi. Let's say I agree. I have chairs, and Hegdish wants to need some chairs in the Ezra's Noshim for the women to sit in the Azara and Yeshiva Bazaar. No one's allowed to sit, but Ezra's Noshim is Harabais. So the women are allowed to sit. So let's say they have old chairs, they're falling apart. And I sell furniture. So I agreed to sell the chairs to Hegdish at a reduced rate. But they didn't make any kinyonim there. So the Gemara says, I can't back out. Amirosa the Gavakim Sirosa the Hedyadami. Hegdish is kind of the chairs. And because they were kind, and I said, I'll give it to them $1 a chair. So that's binding. Amirosa the Gavakim. So there's a big machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramo, whether Amirosa the Gavoya Kim Sirosa the Had Yadami Gavoya in the Gemara and the Mishnah means Beis Hamikdash, Hegdash. Does it apply to Tzedakah? So the Maisa Shahaya was a man pledged to give money and then to Tzedakah, and then he died before he had a chance to give the money. So do you say Amirosa la Gavoya by Tzedakah San Nishtabdum Hanachosim? It's like he made a Kenyan. So even after he dies, the Tzedakah can collect, because Kim Sirosa the Hedyadam is considered like a Kenyan. Or should you say, no, Amirosa the Gavoya is only Gavoya, it's only Hegdash, it doesn't apply to Tzedakah. So that was a machloikas, Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramo. How could I have a machloikas? They lived in two different countries. Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Tzfat and Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramo lived in Krakow in Poland. They corresponded. So you have in the Tshuvas of the Beis Yosef, he said you do say Amirosa the Gavoya, and the Ramo has in his Tshuvas a Ramo that you don't say Amirosa la Gavoya by Tzedakah. So here in the yeshiva, there was such a shaila a couple of years ago. We'll leave out all the details. A man, not from New York, a different continent, not from North America, a man went to Shul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and he pledged to give so much money to the local yeshiva. And then he died before he had a chance to give the money. So his son, he has his son who lives there, same place where the father lived. He has a son and a daughter. So the son is not yet religious. So the son was not interested in fulfilling the father's pledge. He didn't hope for yeshivas. He's not interested in furthering the cause of the Jewish religion. But al pidin, the son gets the whole Yerusha. But the son, a secular Jew, so he gave half the Yerusha to his sister. He thought, it's fair. So he gave 50%. So the shaila is, does the sister have to give the full amount that the father pledged? Or she should give half the amount because she only got half of the assets? And she knows the brother's not going to give a penny. Maybe she's not mechuyev to give anything. The father took a neder, he died. Let's say the father died, he didn't make tefillin that day. So you're going to make tefillin on the dead body. The Gemara says, Mesim Chavshim, a pasuk. Mesim Chavshim, once you die, you're putter from the mitzvah. So even if the children are going to give the tzedakah, it won't be a kiyum mitzvah of the father's pledge, because the father's not alive anymore. So that was the shaila, whether the daughter is not mechuyev to give anything, or is mechuyev to give half the amount, or mechuyev to give the full amount, because she knows that the brother is not going to give. So a big Talmid Chacham wrote a tshuva, and he said, it's a machloikis between the Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramah, and Ashkenazim always follow the Ramah, and the Sfarim always follow Rabbi Yosef Kara. So here everybody's Ashkenazim. So since Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, the Ramah says, Amiros of the Gavoya doesn't apply by tzedakah, only applies to English. So that's what we pointed out last time when we were learning Baba Basra. That statement is not true. Ashkenazim follow the Ramon, Sfarim follow Rabbi Yosef Kara is not true. Rabbi Yosef Kara follows the Psak HaMekubal by the Sfarim, and the Ramon records the Psak HaMekubal by the Ashkenazim. But this shaila didn't come up so often. How often does it come up that a man pledges the amount of money, he dies before he has a chance to fill? So then it was, of course, celebrate. They were corresponding back and forth, Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramon. But there is no such idea that Ashkenazim always follow the Ramon. It's a lo nachon. What the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch usually represents the Psak HaMekubal by the Ashkenazim. So we follow it because that's Ashkenazim, there are Sfarim here too. We follow it because that's the Psak HaMekubal. But here there is no Psak HaMekubal. So the Pashta says, you look in the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchas Yerusha, he quotes the Chasam Sefer, says, like Rabbi Yosef Kara. And this Tshuva by Rabbi Chaim Moser. Rabbi Chaim Moser says also, like Rabbi Yosef Kara, that you do say Amiros Ale Gavoya by Tzedakah, not only by Hekdesh by Tzedakah. So Rabbi Chaim Moser has a tshuva, he discusses, you only apply mitzvah the kind of rames of hushlish mitchil lekach. So the person left instruction, after I die, I want you to distribute so much tzedakah. The Achrayim talk about this, that it's an inyan to try to give all the tzedakahs before you do the kvura of the mace, if it's possible, to send out all the checks and to give out all the tzedakah. Based on Pesukim and Tanakh, to give all the tzedakah before you bury the person. So Rabbi Chaim Moser says, since the din hamakubal is amiros alagavoya, even applies to tzedakah, a double portion like that. He holds like the Beis Yosef. The same Chassam himself also writes like the Beis Yosef. So therefore, it's considered as if hushlish mitchila lekach. Since Amirasa the Gavaya, Kimsirasa the Hadyadami, is considered as if it had been Hushlash Mantrila Lakach. So the only time you need Hushlash Mantrila in order to apply Mitzvah Lakam de Rameis, that's if you're giving to a Basav Adam. But if you're giving to a stock organization, then it's considered as if it had been Hushlash Mantrila Lakach. So it is binding based on Mitzvah Lakam. Mitzvah Lakam de Rameis is binding even if he said it when he was healthy. Tosa proves from the Gemara, this Tosa. The proof in the Gemara, it applies even if he left the instructions when he was fully healthy. So these are important dinim. Okay, it comes up halacha l'maisa all the time. Okay. And on the base, on your gimel on the base, Tosis has discussions. There are three Tosis and where they have discussions about the details of Maimon Shloshim. The Gemara has very little detail. The Gemara just has a question whether Maimon Shloshim only applies to a Pikotin or even applies to Halvor. So the Gemara says, we paskin, it even applies to Bebe Milva, Bebe Pikotin. We paskin that it even applies to Halvor. But all the rest of the details are missing. So Tosis has three Tosis in our Yud Gimel Amud Beis. One Tosis Guf Amar Rav Huna. So they quote the discussion: can you make a kinyan Maimon Shloshim Bal Korchoi of the Loive, Bal Korchoi of the Shomer, the Nifkad? So Taisa thinks that you can make it Bakar. So they prove it from the story of Isa D'Yoyra. They quote from Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Tes, where Rabbi said, I'm not going to go visit him even though he wants me to come, because he wants to make a Maimah Shloshtan to give all the cash to his biological son, and I don't want to give it. I want to keep the money for the yeshiva. So Rabbi says, I'm not going to go. Why didn't he go? To be Mevaker Chayla. And then when the Isa Gira says, I want to give the money to my son, they'll say, no, I don't agree. So you see that even if Rabbi will say no, you can make my Mishloshtan Bal Korchai of the Lord, Bal Korchai of the Shem. Then Tai says, it's not necessarily such a good proof, because it could be that he would be embarrassed. What's he going to tell him? No, I'm going to keep the money for my yeshiva. So maybe he didn't want to go because he'll be embarrassed. So Taisus raises that. Maybe the proof is not so high. Not such a good proof. They have it after the narrow, in the Taisus Gufa Amar Avuna, you'd give him on base. So it first begins with narrow lines, then it becomes intermediate size, then the long lines. And the first of the non-narrow lines is that ain't loy, man, you shouldn't reject this raya. Maybe he'll be embarrassed. And Taisa doesn't think that that's true. So that's one topic that Taisa has. Then Taisa has b'may mishlosh nikona. They talk about what if one of the people is a nochri. There are three possible. Who's a nochri? The noisein, or the loyve, or the mekabel. So they talk about all three possibilities. They say when it applies by Nochri and it doesn't apply Shem. Then the middle Taisus, Tenei Leplanim Ma'am Shloshim Kana, so Taisus quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Chesam Aral. It's the top line on Daf Mem Chesam Aral. It's an important din. There is an institution of Hamoich HaShtachayv L'Chavera. I lend you $20,000 and you give me a Shtachayv. This is to ascertain that you borrowed $20,000 and you have it for 5 years. You're supposed to pay back at the end of the 5 years. Interest-free loan. Good. So now, I need cash. So I want to sell, have a shtachayv for $20,000. So I'll sell it to someone else. He's not going to pay me $20,000 and to wait 5 years to collect $20,000. He'll pay me $19,000. Pay me something like that. He'll discount it a little bit and pay me a little bit. So, is there such an institution? So the Gemara says yes. How do you sell a shtachayv? I have a shtachayv that says that you owe me $20,000. How do I transfer it to someone else? So there's one opinion, b'ksiva mesira, and one opinion, osias. Osias means the shtachayv. Osias think there's been mesira. And the Chacham said, that's Rebbe's opinion. Chacham said, osias think there's b'ksiva mesira. You have to give over the shtar halvoah and write another shtar that this is to indicate that I transfer the debt of $20,000 that Yankel owes me, and now you have the right to collect that money. That's called mechira shtachayv. So there's a machlokes to Rishonim how to paskin. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra that tells you how to paskin. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. The Rashbam has one girsa, and then the whole Gemara gives a whole logical proof why the din is so. According to Rashbam, the proof is in one direction. According to Taisa, the proof is in the other direction. So most assume, not like the Rashbam, that we pass like the Chachamim. Osir Sniknas b'ksiva u'mesira. You don't say like Rabbi Osir Sniknas b'mesira. So despite the fact that there is also an institution of Mechir Shtachayv L'Acherim, I have a shtar that says you owe me $20,000. So he gives me $19,000 cash. I give him the shtar, so if he waits 5 years, he'll be able to collect the $20,000. So the Gemara says, on the top line, Amem Chesam and Aleph in Kedushin. The Gemara quotes that Shmuel made such a statement. Even though I sold you the shtachav and you paid me cash, $19,000, I can be a miserable person. I can go ahead and be Mechel the Chayv to you. And now the fellow who paid me the $19,000 doesn't have the ability to collect the money. Chazer machla machl. If you hold dainin and dina de gavni, that's a machlek is hatanaim, Rav Meir nechachamim. So we paskin dainin and dina. Gemara says we paskin like Rav Meir, dainin and dina de gavni. So gavni means if odom ha-mazik bi'adayim, I smash your window, I crash into your car, that's odom ha-mazik bi'adayim. over here, I was moichel the choiv to the loiv, and Mamela, the lokech, the one that paid me the $19, is losing money. So that's not otama mazik the adayim. One could have argued the point that the fact that I was moichel the debt, maybe that's otama mazik the adayim. Mara says no, that's called garmi. If you're mazik aydei dibur aydei machshava, that's called aydei machshava is called grama benazim. If you're mazik aydei dibur, that's called dina de garmi. So the way we paskin danin and dina gamni, so I'll have to pay you. How much do I have to pay you? So you paid $19,000 for the shtar chayt. So if I pay $19,000, that should be good enough. There's one sheet to know. You have to pay the full $20,000 because he had the ability to collect $20,000 if he waits 5 years. And others say in between. Others say he doesn't have to pay the full $20,000 by my being moichel the debt. The shtar that I gave him is worthless. So, how much would that shtar chayv go for if I would sell it? He paid me $19,000 to transfer a debt to him. But if you would sell the shtar chayv, what's the going rate? How much would a normal person pay? So there are ways to calculate. It won't necessarily be $19,000. It could be the going rate is going to be more than $19,000. It'll be less that you have to. How secure are you that you're going to collect from this guy? He may go bankrupt. The lawyer may not pay anything later on. And how long do you have to wait in order to get it? So there are three different opinions. The one is Moichel Shtachayv. I was Moichel the Shtachayv to the lawyer after I sold the Shtachayv to someone else. So Yechayv, we paskan danin and dinin gami. So how much do you pay me dinin gami? He paid the full $20,000. He paid the $19,000 that he paid me. He paid kama hu shavalim kapashuk. What's the going rate? How much should such a shtachev sell for on the day that I was meichel? I was mazik the shtachev. How much is it worth? Kama hu shavalim. So there are three different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So Tosfos comes up with an ayin fal achidush. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. That even though that is the din, as it appears in Kiddushim and Chesam and Aleph on the top line, it doesn't apply to my Meshloshtan. If he sold the Shtar Chayv, I did my Meshloshtan, Chazer Machel is not Machel. What's the logic? So Tosfos proves it for the Gemara. It's a good proof in the Gemara Kiddushin. You got to read the Gemara, the whole Shav Tar. Sounds like a good proof. Okay. What's the logic behind it? So you have to understand what's the logic behind the original din of Shmuel. Why is there such a din? It doesn't make sense. He owes me $20,000 and he gives me a shtachev. Then I sell a shtachev for $19,000. Then I go and I moichel it, but I sold it to the other guy. How do I have the ability to be moichel if I sold it? So the Ktzoy Sachoshin, where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Ktzoy Sachoshin writes a melitza, the din zeh nemar v'nishna gimel shittas. Says there are three famous opinions. So he says the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam follows the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif say, based on their reading of the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Mechira Shtaris is only Midi Rabbanim. That's a big dispute in Tosfos, the Rih and the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole institution that I have a Shtar Chayv against you, do you owe me $20,000? I have the ability to sell it to someone else. Either Oisei is Nikta has been Mesira, Oisei is the Shtar is Nikta, but she's handing it over, or you say you need Ksiba Umesira. That's how we pass them, that's our Gersa. So is that whole institution, is that Minatara, is that Midi Rabbanim? So the Rambam and the Rif and half of the Balei HaTosef, well, the opinion that's only a takana with the Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, there's no way to transfer a chayv to someone else. So the Rambam interprets, it sounds like in the Gemara, the Rambam interprets in the Gemara, the Rambam and the Rif, that since the whole din is only with the Rabbanon, Mechir Shtachayv is only with the Rabbanon, and on the level of the Raisa, the Shtachayv didn't transfer ownership. I'm still the Balei HaChayv. I'm still the Malva. It's only a make-believe din with the Rabbanim that I have the ability to sell the Shtachayv to someone else. But Mikra din the Raisa, he still owed the money to me. So that's my Chozer Machel Machel. I have the ability to be Machel because I'm still the Baal. So it doesn't make any sense. But with the Rabbanim I sold it. With the Rabbanim I sold it. So let's say you have Metalfarim. I have a jewelry store and I sell jewelry. So someone bought some jewelry. He was kind of like they hagbah, but he didn't pay for it yet. So hagbah is only made the rabbanim. And atari we pass can atari moes kindness. You have to pay money to be kind in the time. So he bought it on credit. He's going to pay for the jewelry next month. So after I sold the jewelry to him and he owes me the money, then I'm going to sell the same piece of jewelry to someone else. But I already sold it to the first person. Even though the first kinyan is only with the Rabbanu, but bottom line, I sold it to him. How can I sell it to another person? We don't understand the Rambam. Then the Rabbein Tam, the Sosachoshim writes, Bidin Zeh Nemer V'nish and Sholoshita, said there are three explanations given by the Rishonim. Why should there be such a din? He already sold it to someone else. Why does he still have the bailus to be Mechel? So he said, the next sheet of the famous Rabbein Tam, which is never quoted by the Tosfos. Interesting, Rabbein Tam sheet is quoted by the Rosh and by the Ran. The Tosfos tells you where the Rosh is, tells you where the Ran is. But the Rabbein Tam is not quoted by Tosfos. Rabbein Tam hayo emer, there are shnei shibudim. There's a shibud aguf and a shibud nechosim. The shibud aguf is a relationship between the malva and the loiva. Shibud nechosim is a kinyan lahatzoin, that the loiva, I lent you the $20,000. So the loiva is makne, is karkois. Shibud nechosim is on karka, usually not on the talpon. So the loiva is makne, his karkois, a kinyan lahatzoin to the malva. I own the karkois, like I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow in Shnas Tavshin Peidalim, but they didn't grow yet. It's a Dovish Labali Yolam. But the tree is here, so I can sell you the tree. Deka Lipe Roysa. I can sell you the tree with respect to one aspect of ownership. For all other intents and purposes, for all other 99% of the purposes that people use a tree belongs to me. And if we're going to get to one din, the tree belongs to you. You have the right to Aroy Ashbach, the Paris that grow Shnas Tavshin Peidalin. You own the tree with respect to that. With respect to all other purposes, the tree belongs to me. So there is such a thing. Maybe it's only by the Rabbanon. That's a question in the Ritva. Maybe Kinyan Lachatzon, maybe Menatar. There is no such thing. But bottom line, by the Rabbanon, there is such a thing. Either Menatar or the Rabbanon. So that's what we say Shibun Nechosim is. The Loive is Makna, all of his karkos to the Malve, with respect to Gviya Sachayv. So then when the Malva sells the Sachayv to someone else, Amecha Shachayv Lachamayroi, what is he selling? So the Rabbein Tam is quoted as saying, he can't sell the Shibud Aguf. Shibud Aguf is a relationship between the Malva and the Loive. Let's say, I have children. So I give over the children to someone else, they're going to adopt them. So I sold my status of fatherhood. He doesn't become the father. He adopted the children. He's not the father. He can't sell a relationship. So just like you can't sell a relative, there are people who give away their children for adoption, and they take a lot of money. But there's no such thing as selling. That's bribery. You're paying them money, then they should give up their children. But you can't buy their children. The children don't belong to the parents in the first place. So here also, I can't sell the Shibud Aguf. Shibud Aguf is a relationship between the Malva and the Loive. So that remains the Rabbeinu Tam. So the only thing, when I sell the Shtachayv to the Lokeach, that he should collect, he gave me $19,000. He's going to, if he waits 5 years, I'll collect the full $20,000. The only thing I sold him was the sheep and the chosin. That's a kinyan lahatzoin. I own all the karkos of the loive with his pet, the gviya sachayv. So the Lokeach has a right to collect. But since the Shibud Aguf still remains by me, so therefore, chazra machla machol. If I'll be machol, the mechila takes effect. Since the Shibud Aguf is satisfied, the Shibud Aguf is still to me. So if the loiva pays me, or if I'm meichel the loiva, so the Shibud Aguf has been satisfied. So once it's satisfied, so you have no right here. You don't have the ability to collect based on Shibud Nechasim alone. Shibud Nechasim is like an orev, like a cosign. That's the Loshon HaGemara in Bechoris and Daf Memches. Nechsoi de Barinish in an the karka that you have is like an orev. So an orev is a cosigner. When the yeshiva guy goes to the bank, he wants to buy a home. So the bank is not going to lend him $100,000 to buy an apartment, $300,000 to buy an apartment. He doesn't earn any money. So they'll say, he may not pay us back the loan. So they'll only give him a loan if his father co-signs it. Someone else who has money in the bank, who has a steady job, has a steady income, if he'll sign as a co-signer, that's called an orif. So the Gemara has a lashon, nechsoi de barinish, the nechosim that a person owns is like an orev. So the orev only has to pay if the loive didn't pay. But if the chiyah between the malva and the loive was satisfied, either the loive paid the malva or the malva was mechal the loive. So if the shibud aguf is satisfied, there's no issue, then you can't collect based on Shiva Lachasim. So here, since Chazar Machloi, Machol, since the Malva still retains the Shiva Raguf, that's a relationship between the Malva and the Loiva, so the Malva still retains Shiva Raguf, so his Machol has the ability to be Machol, so then the Lekeach can't collect. That's the second Shita. Then there's a third Shita, the Tzayis HaChoshim quotes. The third Shita, Shita's Haravid. The Ravid has a Hasok on the side of the Rambam, I think it's a Perek Vav in Hilchas Mechira, when the Rambam gives his explanation, because it's only the Rabbanan. So the Ravid says the din is correct, but the reason that he gave is Kakai. Well, what's the difference whether the Bechivish Torah says there, I said the Rabbanan. But bottom line, there is such a thing in Bechivish Torah. So the Ravid says that's not the real reason. The explanation is, and he doesn't explain it well. He says it depends what it says in the Shtar Halvoah. The Gemara discusses over here on the second half of Yud Gimel on the base. So the Gemara wants to know, how does my Mishloshna work? B'tai Mamai, about eight lines from the bottom. The line begins with Shloshtan Kona. Then it says, V'tai Mamai. What's the logic behind Maima Shloshtan? So the first thing Gemara says, we consider it as if Nase, we consider it Ka'aymala B'shas Matan Mois, we consider it as if at the time that I lent you the $20,000, as if you had said to me, Mishtabad Naloch Alechol Manda Asi Mach Masoch. I'm accepting the Halvoah and I will pay the $20,000 back to you or to whomever you will designate in the future. So there is such a thing. I say, Mishta, I accept. You lent me $20,000. I commit myself to pay the $20,000 either to you or to whomever you will pick out in the future. So the Gemara said, if they would have said that at the time that he made the loan, that would have been the din. He never said it. He never said, Mishtabad Malchom Adosin. So that's why it's only Midirabban. We consider it as if Nasik Kama Midirabban. We consider it as if he had said that. But if he would have actually said that, then it would be valid. So that's a question. Is that true? Is that true? If I said at the time of the loan, I lent $20,000 to the loiva, and he says, whatever you want, I commit myself to pay you back in 5 years. Pay you back the $20,000 either to you or to whomever you will pick. So the Gemara sounds like it's good. The Gemara doesn't accept that as the logic for the Takona de Rabbanan, Maim HaShloshtan, because what are you going to say, Fikna L'Nailodim? What if I lent you $100,000 and you have 20 years to pay back the money? In the course of the 20 years, somebody was born and now he's 18 years old, and 20 years later I say, don't give, I make a Maim HaShloshtan, I want to transfer the debt to this youngster who wasn't born at the time of the Halvoah. So the Gemara says, even if you hold like Rav Meir, Machlokes Amen HaChachamim, where they can make a Kinyan on the Dovah Shel Bali Olam, so we paskin against Rav Meir, you cannot. But even according to Rav Meir, that you can, but that's only if the Lokeach, if the Kaina is Bali Olam. But if he wasn't born yet, even Rav Meir would agree. So the bottom Tosis points out that there are Shitas Mischalfas in the Gemara. There are other Amorim who hold just the opposite. Even if you hold like the Chachamim, that you cannot make a Kinyan on a Dovah Shel Bali Olam, that's only if the item is Lo Bali Olam. But if you're making a Kinyan on behalf, Zoch L'Adam Shel Gufon, making a Kinyan on behalf of a baby who wasn't born yet, then even the Rabbanan would agree that you can make a Kinyan. Opposite Shita. Pashto says that it should all be the same, but there's room to distinguish in this direction or in that direction. So this Gemara goes with this Shita. Even if you hold like Rav Meir, that you can make a Kinyan on a Dovah Shel Bali Olam, and immediately, if the Koine is born already, but if the Koine wasn't born yet, not. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't make sense to say that this is the logic behind the Takan Rabban Nasa Koine Maloi. We consider it as if, because even if he would have said that, it wouldn't work in that case, because Hikna Nalodim is not Chal. So that's not the reason for the Takana. But what happens if the guy did say, at the time that the Levi bought the money, he said, Mishtabat Nalach Ochaman Dosi Mas Masach, Mach Masach. And he says that in the Shtar Halvoah. It says, this is Tassetain, we the undersigned testify that the loiva borrowed $20,000 from the Malvin, he has 20 years to pay it up, and the loiva committed himself to pay it back to the Malvin or to whomever he will designate, whoever the Malvin will designate. What if he wrote that in the shtar? So the Ravid writes, that's legitimate. So the Ran on our daf, the Ran on the Rif, quotes the Ramban, there ain't no such thing. It was rejected. The Gemara rejected it for a technical reason. It can't be that that's the logic behind Kinyan Maimashlashtan. What's going to be if Hiknat Lo Neilodim? What if he's going to make a Maimashlashtan to a guy who's 18 years old who was born after the Halvah took place? So the Gemara rejected it for a different reason. But the Ramban says the whole thing is dead wrong because we paskin b'deraisa ein breira. When the fellow's borrowing the money today, he doesn't know whom he owes the money to. Whom does he owe it to? Does he owe it to the Malve? Or does he owe it to someone else? And he doesn't know who the someone else is. The Malve can pick whomever he wants, and he has 20 years to pick. If the Alvoa is not due till 20 years, he has 20 years to pick. He can pick anybody. So the Ran quotes the Ramban that ein breira, that this is an isha breira. You cannot have a chalois where it's ene mevura. You don't know to whom he owes the money. The Ran quotes it and he says he doesn't see why it's an isha ein breira. Ein breira only means, what were the examples of breira? We had a whole bunch of examples. So one example was, I'm married to two wives, and each wife goes shopping for dresses, for shoes, for pocketbooks and bonnets and everything. I can't afford the two wives. I tell a cipher, write a get for my wife. Both wives have the exact same name, Rochel Bas Elio. So he writes a get and I say, Eze Sheretzak Hashena. In the next week or two I'm going to decide which one I'm going to give the get to. You write the get Lishmo for whichever one. The Gemara says, but you need Lishmo at the time that he's writing the get. Time is writing, he doesn't know which wife the husband is going to divorce. So you say, Ein Breira. The Chaloi says, Ein Mevura. And it has to be Chal Lishmo at the time that the Sefer is writing it. Now, it can't be Chal later. It can't make Lach Alamed. So if it's Ein Mevura, so it's no good. What was the other example the Gemara had? An Erev Shabbos, the Balabas lives in this city. And there's a city to the east and a city to the west. He heard that there's a Chacham coming either to this city or that city. The Chacham doesn't make up his mind till the middle of Shabbos which city he's going to go to. But rumor has it he's going to go either to this city or that city. So I'm going to leave an Eruvit Chumim to the right and to the left. And I say, if the Chacham Bola Mizrach, Eruvit LeMizrach, I want to be able to go, it should be Tochat Chum, I want to go here this year. The Gemara says, we only permit you to make an Eruvit Chumim to go Chutz LeTchum. Hey, Marvin, Ella, the Dvar Mitzvah. So, Gemara's example is Chacham, Chacham Bolo Ir. Tam Chacham is going to give a shir, so that's a Dvar Mitzvah. If you just want to go to the other city, Chutz Latchum, to schmooze with your friends, to tell over the latest Lashon Hara, just to waste time. So then the Gemara said, it's not proper to make an Eruve Tchumen for that purpose. That's a question of Machlekes and Shulchan. Not proper means that Lachatchila it's not right, or even Bidi Ebed it's not Chal. So that's a big question, but l'chatchila for sure not. But that's what the Gemara always gives a mashal. The fella makes an eruv et chumen because he heard a chacham is going to come. So we said yesterday, Tosfos has difficulty. Where is the city where the chacham is located now? The chacham has the ability to go either to the right or chacham didn't make any eruv et chumen. Chacham has the ability to go to either to the east or to the west, and I can't go to the east or to the west unless I make an eruv et chumen. So where in the world does Chacham live? He lives up in the air somewhere. Lives in the clouds. How come he can go wherever he wants, and I can't go without an Eruv? So Tosfos figures out a whole funny case, a complicated case. Okay. So the Ran says, you can't have two Eruv et Chumen. The Eruv Chumen is kind of Ben Hashmashes. Eruv Shabbos Ben Hashmashes is when it's kind of Shvisa. So either this is your Mokama, that's your Mokama, or the city is, you have to make up your mind where you are. It can't be Chal, all three. I want a Eruv Tchumen to the east, to the west, and I want this also to be my Tchum. I want to be, you have to pick either A, B, or C. Which one do you want to be your Mokama? So if it wasn't Mavura, and the Eruv Tchumen is kind of Shvisa, and the Erev Shabbos is Ben Hashmashes, so if it wasn't determined yet before Ben Hashmashes, then it's an issue of Ein Breira. All the cases of Ein Breira, let's say I say, late on Friday afternoon I bought a barrel of wine and I know the wine is kosher, but it's not gemaiset, it's all tevel. The people are not mafresh trumas amaises. There used to be a lot of bakeries in the New York area where all the ingredients that they would use would be kosher, but they were never mafresh challah. Everything is kosher, but it's tevel. They weren't mafresh challah. So whenever you bought anything from the bakery, you have to be mafresh challah from them. So the Gemara, and they said the Gemara, they had like that. A lot of the bakeries, they pass on their own Shabbos. They said, Afrosh has challah is only if you're baking challah for Shabbos. But if you're baking bread, you're baking cake and cookies, you don't have to be mafresh challah. That's a joke. It's not correct. Afrosh has challah is on any bread, and Afrosh has challah is even on cake and cookies also. The pashtus is. Cake and cookies is a subcategory of pas called pas habo b'kistin, but it's also pas. If you eat enough cake and cookies, then you have to wash and say hamo until it's done. Say hamo it's in bench b'chazamos. So it's a subcategory of pas. It's chayv and challah. Oy b'achochem lechem haaretz. It's called lechem haaretz. Challah chutz la'aretz on midrabanan, but challah eretz yisrael is minatar. Even on cake and cookies, I'll be pashtus. So if I have a barrel of wine and I'm running late, and I'm late for shul, I have to run to shul, I don't have time to pour out 2% is Trumah Gedolah, 10% is Maisha Rish, 9% is Maisha Sheni. So I make a statement on my way to shul to Mincha, I say the 2% that I have to have Dola, Mitzvah, I have 2% that I'll designate as Trumah Gedolah, those droplets should become Trumah Gedolah right now. The 10% that I will pour out into the next container after Havdalah tomorrow night, designated as my Sarishan, should already, those droplets should be declared now. They should become my Sarishan now. And the 9%, 10% of what's left after taking out the first 10%, the 9%, which is going to turn out, I'll pour it into the third container after Havdalah, that'll be the my Sarishani or the my Sarani. So that those droplets should become Chal now, the my Sarishani, my Sarani. So you can't have Truma on everything. You can't have Maisa Rishon on everything. So the Ran says it's either this or that. So when it's either this or that, can't be on everything, then it's an issue of Brera. But he says over here, I can make Meshabim myself to 100 people. You borrow $20,000 from me, you can make Meshabim yourself to 20 different people. There's no steer, it's not either this or that. That's usually what we say, when is it tonight, when is it Brera? If I say, Hariat Mekudeshes, if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, Hariat Mekudeshes. So the Tanai is either yes or no. The Kiyamat Tanai Bitlan Tanai, that'll determine whether the Kedushim is Chal, is it yes or no. But if the two options are yes or yes, is it as the get Chal the Shema for this wife or for that wife? Is the Erev Tchumen Chal over here, or is it Chal over there? Which one is Chal? Not a question, is it Chal? If I make an Erev Tchumen, say, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going to go. If it's sun shining, then I am going to go. So that's good. That you can make an Erev Tchumen, Allah Tanai. Allah Tanai means the Tanai will determine yes or no. But if it's yes or yes, if it rains, I want to go this way. And if it doesn't rain, I want to go that way. So that's then you have an issue of Brera, because you can't have both of them. So that's what the Ran quotes the Ramban on Ardaf. Ramban thinks that when the Gemara gave that suggestion, to try to explain the logic behind the Takanas Chachamim of Maimon Shloshtan, was as Nasek Oimelot B'Shas Matmah Shibad Nalach L'Didach Olchol Da'osim Mach Masach. That was the initial suggestion. That's what it's based on. If he would have actually said Mishtabad Nalach Olchol Da'osim Mach Masach, it would have been good. And with the Rabban, we consider it as if he said that. So the Gemara rejects it for a technical reason. They love him. So the Ran says, but the whole thing is wrong. The bottom line, it's wrong because there ain't Brera. There is no such thing. And the Ran thinks, no, it's not wrong. And the Ravid says like that. The Ravid says, this din of Shmuel, Amechesh tachav l'chaber v'chazo mach l'machu, that's the first line in the Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Tanehu l'Pliny, that din of Kiddushin daf mem ches, I'm off the top line, the din of Shmuel only applies if at the time that the Leiva borrowed the money, he didn't say that. So he really owes the money, the Leiva owes the money to the Malva only. But if the Leiva wrote him in the document, or he said, Balpeh, I'm borrowing the $20,000 and I commit myself, I obligate myself to pay the money either to you or to whomever you will designate, I'm mishabim myself to him. So the Ravid says, then the din of Chazam Machal Machal doesn't apply. So what's the logic? So why does it apply if he didn't say that? it wouldn't apply because the chiyuv in the first place was to the other person. I said, when the loiva borrowed the money from the mamma, he said, I commit myself either to pay you back the money, or to pay the money to the one whom you will designate. And he designated someone. He sold the shtar chayv to someone else. He gave him $19,000 in cash, gave him shtar chayv, then another 5 years, another 20 years, he'll collect $20,000. So if he was mishabbat himself from day number one, l'chom ha'nasi mach masach, then the chayv was to the other person. The chayv was never to me. So I'm not a balabas to be Michael. But if he didn't, if the leiter didn't write that into the shtar, he didn't say, mishas maisa ha'avua, he didn't say mishtabat malach ochaman le'osim mach masoch. Then the chiyuv is only to the malve, and that's so the malve has a right to be mech. That's what the Ravid writes. But we don't understand the Ravid. But the Gemara says there is an institution of mechirish stars. You can. The Ravid says, if it would be the way the Gemara said, if he actually said "Mishtabat Allah Chaman Dosi Mach Masach," then the chiyuv in the first place was never to me. The chiyuv was to the one I'm designating. So then I wouldn't be able to be moich. But if lechatchila he didn't say that, he said, "I'm borrowing the money. I owe you $20,000. Then I, on my own, I go and I sell the shtachev to the elfa." So that's either minatora or the rabbanon. So then I could be moich. Why? But I sold the shtachev to the. How did the rabbi explain? So it's missing. The rabbi is missing. He just says the din only applies. Chazam achal machal only applies if the loiva didn't say and didn't write mishtabad nalach achaman naosei mach masach. If he says that, then the chiyuv is to the other guy. And if he didn't say that, then the chiyuv is to me. But then I sold it to the other guy. So the rabbi is missing. He doesn't give an explanation why. So the Ksois did research. He said there's a sefer called Tmim Deim. It's a collection of tshuvas by the rabbi, the same rabbi. The same rabbi who wrote Hasogas on the Ramam, on the bottom of the Rif, you have Hasogas on rabbi. Same rabbi who learned Bacharusa with the Balamor, and each one wrote Hasogas on the other one, Sefer. The rabbi wrote a Sefer on Taras HaMishpacha. And the Balamor has Hasogas on that. And the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rif, and the rabbi has Hasogas on the Hasogas of the Balamor. They learned Bacharusa, and each one wrote Hasogas on the other one, Sefer. So the same rabbi wrote a collection of tshuvas that's called the Tmim Deim. So the Tmim Deim, he explains what he's talking about. So the Ktzois did research. How did he find it? That's pretty good. He didn't have an internet. He didn't have a website to find where. What does the Ravid explain? So he found on his own. The Tmim Deim explains. The Ravid's opinion is when you sell hamechesh tachav lachaveiray, the mechir is not chal. It's like a harshah. It's not a mechira. You never succeed in selling the shtar chayiv. It's as if I authorize the other fellow to collect the debt on my behalf, and then after he collects it, see if I send. We spoke a little bit the other day about Hashoah, no? Or was that my other Shia? Did we speak about Hashoah? The wrong Shia? Oh, that was my Bchor Shia. Oh. So there's an institution of Hashoah. It's in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, and there's a long Melchamas there. So the Melchamas on the bottom of the Rif, the Rabban has the Melchamas, the wrong Melchamas, he quotes a few lines from the Ravid's Kuntres Harshah in the Tmim Deim, printed in the Tmim Deim. So Harshah means like this. I lent you, let's say, $100,000, and you moved to South Africa. I keep on sending you letters, you don't respond. I call you on the phone, you don't pick up the phone. So how am I going to get my money? So I know someone is going to South Africa on business, whatever, he's moving there, whatever. So I say, the guy owes me $100,000, go get the money for me. So he goes, he rings the guy's doorbell. The guy says, La badram de diyat, do I owe you the money? Mind your own business, you have no right to pest and be goodbye. And he slams the door in his face. So how can I collect the money? I have to spend $10,000 to get back the money. I have to spend money, go there myself in person. So the Gemara says, if I just appoint a shaliach, I'll authorize, the man is going to South Africa anyway, I'll authorize him, I want you to serve as my shaliach. So we paskin, shaliach is not enough. The fellow can say, la badram de diyat. You're not the malve, you have the right to pest and be goodbye. He slams the door in his face. If I do a harshah, harshah means, amakna the chayv to him. Amakna the chayv to the mursha, to the man who's going to South Africa. So then he says, I'm collecting the chayv. The malva who lent you the money owns the right to collect 20. He sold me the right to collect the money. I have the right to collect it. So one opinion in the Gemara is, yeah, he has the right to collect it, then he can keep it, and he doesn't have to give it back to me. He can double-cross me. He'll go collect the money, he'll keep it, he won't give it back. So the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that. We paskin vis-a-vis the loiva, that's what the Ravid explains, in the Tmim Beim, and his Quintus Harshoa. And the Ramban quotes these few lines in his essay on Harshoa, and the Mohammed above the Kamad Afayim and Aleph. So the Ramban quotes these lines from the Ravid. That vis-a-vis the loiva, the Mursha is considered the Bailam on the Chayiv. The Malva transferred the ownership of the Chayiv to the Mursha. He has the right to collect it, and the Loiva has the right to say La Badarm the Diyad, because the Mursha is the Bailam on the Chayiv. But if it's the Bailam on the Chayiv, he should have the right to keep it, to pocket it. He doesn't have to give it back to me. So the Ravid says, but vis-a-vis the Malva, he's only considered like the Shliach. What kind of baloney is that? What do you mean? A kinya lachatzoin. But not a kinya lachatzoin. It's contradictory. I give you the ownership of the tree with respect to Aroy Ashbach of Tavshin Pei Dalet. And I don't have the ownership of the tree. I own the tree for all other intents and purposes, all other 99% of usages. But that usage, the peris that grow Tavshin Pei Dalet, belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. Over here, it's a stirim in Ayibay. Who owns the choyf? So vis-a-vis the loyveh. The Mursha owns the Chayv, so he has the right to say, pay me, I'm the Baal Dvarim. He can't say, La Baal Dvarim Diyah. I own the Chayv. But vis-a-vis the Malveh, the Mursha is only a Shliach. So what kind of baloney is that? So the Ravid says the whole thing is only a Takonim of the Rabbanim. On the level of the Raisa, there ain't no way in the world that this should work. It can't be the Bailam vis-a-vis the Loiveh and the Shliach vis-a-vis the Malveh. All right, so the Rabbanim it works. So it's a Takonim of the Rabbanim. That's what Hashoah is all about. So the Ravid in the Tmim Deim, it's not in the Kuntra Sasha, right? But in another Tshuva writes, why is the din HaMoichah Shtachav L'chaber V'chazam Mochla Mochla? Why does he have the ability to be Mochla? We don't understand. So he says, there is no way to sell a chayv to someone else. When you sell a chayv to someone else, he pays me $19,000, and if he'll wait 5 years, 20 years, he'll be able to collect the $20,000. I never really succeeded in selling him the chayv. I appointed him as a Mursha to collect the Chayv. I appointed him as a Mursha to collect it. So since he's only my Mursha, but I'm the Baal Chayv, the Chayv never moved from me. The Loiv owes me the money. I'm the Baal Chayv. He's only a Mursha over here. He's a Bailam vis-a-vis the Loiv, that he should have the ability to collect. But he's not really a Bailam vis-a-vis the Malveh. He's only a Shliach. So since the Chayv still remains by the Malveh, so Chazor Machl Machl. So the rabbi says, but that's only in a case where he didn't say, Mishtabad alach ochaman de'osei mach masach. But if he would say that, so the Ramban says, the whole thing is rejected, the whole thing is wrong, because I'm brera. This was just a fleeting havamina and cross it out. It was wrong from the very outset. But the other Rishonim say it's not wrong. The Ran says it's not wrong, the rabbi says it's not wrong. No, it's true. If he would have said, Mishtabad alach ochaman de'osei mach masach, that's not an issue of aim brera. It's not an issue of Ein Breira. If he would have said like that, then if the Malva sells the Chayv to someone else, he becomes the Baal Chayv. Then I would not be able to be Moichel. That's what the Ravid writes in the Hasogas on the Rama. So the Ksois explains it based on the Tshuvas HaRavid. That's in the Tmim Day. Because whenever you sell a Shtachayv L'Chaveroi, the Mechira is not Chal, it's only a form of Harshoah. So once Rabbi Soloveitcher used to give a Yortzeit Rosh every year on his father's Yortzeit. Gimel Shvat used to give a Yortzeit Rosh. Gimel Shvat is usually around intercession time. So a lot of the students had finals. So they would. Rabbi Soloveitcher used to give the shir on the night of Gimel Shvat, the night of his father's Yortzeit. Then all day long he used to learn Mishnayos. He used to fast on his father's Yortzeit, so he would daven for an Amid. And then after he finished davening Shachas, he would tell the boys they should go have breakfast, and he's going to start davening Mishnayos at 9 o'clock. He would start davening Mishnayos, and the Shki is around 4:30 or so. So he would start davening Mishnayos, and he would learn the whole day, and they had to remind him, you're going to miss Shki. You have to stop learning. You have to daven Mincha. He kept on learning the Mishnayos. Sometimes he would daven Mincha. All day long he would daven Mincha at 15 minutes before the Shki. He would be learning all day. So a lot of the students would listen to the Mishnahs, and they'd take a final, then they come back and listen to more Mishnahs, they could take another final. Dr. Belkin used to come in and sit for an hour with the dean, Dean Bacon. Dean Bacon's father-in-law used to be Dean Bacon in my time. Her father-in-law used to be the dean of the college. So the dean would come in for a couple of hours, and then all day long he was learning. And there was like a train station. People would come in, go out. And he was oblivious of what was going on. He kept on learning. So on one occasion, he gave a shiur on this topic. Usually the shiur was on tzitzis, on tefillin, on kriyat shema, on kiddush, avdola, benching. An easy topic in Aruch Chaim. And he once said that all of these shiurim that he gives on his father's yard said, Aruch Chaim, these are things that he learned on his own. He didn't learn this with his father. He learned with his father, Noshim and Ezekiel and Kotchim. So he, one year he decided he's going to give a shiur. He said over what his father said, a mechirish tarchoiv. He said a beautiful shiur, but he saw the people didn't follow. The people, the balabatim, they came out. Talk about kiddush and avdol, they know what you're talking about. Talk about shtoris, so you're already in the clouds. Then he's giving his father's interpretation of the Rambam. You're in the stratospheres already. They didn't know what he was talking about. So the next year, he said, last year was an attempt. He says it was we tried to give a shiur, but it didn't work. So he's going back to Aruch Chaim. So most of the time it's on tzitzis and tefillin and so on. The one shiur was on this topic. So the gist of his shiur was, he said basically what the Ravid said, that's what all the Rishonim have to hold. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say, and that's what the Rambam, what did the Rambam and the Rif, what did they say? Because Mechivah Shtoris is only by the Rabbanan, that's why Yochel Limcho. But bottom line, by the Rabbanan, he sold the Shtachev to someone else. So why can he be Mechel? So you have to say, the Rambam meant the same. Mechivah Shtoris only with the Rabbanan means it's a Harshah. It means that he never succeeded in selling the Chayv. You can't sell the Chayv ben HaTorah. You can't sell the Chayv ben the Rabbanan also. I can appoint someone else to collect the Chayv on my behalf, or to collect the Chayv and keep it for himself. But it's not that you really sold the Shtar Chayv. So that's the Ravid's Pshat, or what the Ravid said in the Tmim Deyim, that explains what the Ravid wrote in the Hasogah. But the Ksais quoted there, it's in Simen Peivov, I think. Simen Peivov. That's the famous Ksais. Bedinze, Nemre, Benishne, Gimel, Shitas. That the three explanations, why Chazu Machlamach. So here, the Rabbeinu Tam has a Chiddush. He bases it on a Gemara. He thinks that Chazu Machlamachl is only if he sold the Shtachev to someone else, Biksiva Mesira. But if he sold the Shtachev to someone else, Eidei Maim Shloshdan, then you can't be Moichel. Why is there a difference? So that's the Hezber. If you transfer ownership by Dei Maim Shloshdan, that's a real Mechira. Even though Maim Shloshdan is only Midi Rabbanan, but Hefkebez Nefke, it's a real Mechira. So the Chayv is transferred to the other person, so I'm out of the picture, so I can't be Moichel. But if you transfer the Chayv by Dei Ksiva Mesira, the Rambam says only Midi Rabbanan, what does it mean? Even Midi Rabbanan you didn't transfer the Chayv. With the Rabbanan, it's a din like Harshoah, that's all. So I'm still the Baal Chayv. The Mavah is still the Baal Chayv. So that's why the Mavah still has the ability to be Mechel. That's what absolutely you have to say. Even the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Tam said it explicitly. Rabbeinu Tam said, Shnei Shibudimim, Shibelaguf, Shibelachosim, Shibelaguf is a relationship that's non transferable. The only thing that's succeeding in selling is the Shibelachosim. But the Shibelaguf remains by me. So he said, the Rambam is also the same. It doesn't mean because it's only Midi Rabbanan. Even Midi Rabbanan, you didn't succeed in selling the Chayv. It's only a form of Harshoah. So once I'm Meichel, so the whole Chiyuv falls off. But if you made a Maim Shloshtan, Maim Shloshtan is a real Kenyan. Okay, that's... he's a famous Dinah. So that's what the Gemara is asking. The time am I... About nine lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel Beis. For time am I? What's the logic behind this din de rabbanan of my mishlosh? So first, I made a suggestion. If he would have said b'shas matn moed b'shtabad dalocha hol mal osi mach masoch, it would have been legitimate. Some of the rabban we consider it as if he had said that. And the rabban holds aliba demes. The whole thing is wrong. Even if he would have said it, same breira. But there was a havamina, a fleeting havamina. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's not a fleeting havamina. If he would have said that, Ishtabad l'chom ad ha'asim akma sarcha would have been legitimate. It's not an issue of breirian, but it's midirabbanon over here because nasikoyim, we consider it as if he said that. So Amalei Ravashi, Ravashi was unhappy with Ameima's suggestion. He says, it can't be. What if he says, I want to makne the choiv to someone who wasn't even born yet. He's going to pick someone later, the other 15 years, he's going to pick someone who wasn't even born at the time that he made the matmos. So even if you hold like a mayor, that you can be makne dovish labodim, you can be makne to a person who's labodim. So the Gemara says a different pshat. The Gemara locks up the other pshat. The Gemara says there's no logic. You can't say called the tikkun rabbanan came the rising hilchos habalayim time. There's no mahalach. There's no way halachically to explain how this works. They made a takana the rabban that there's a kinyan by mishlosh. So that's the discussion that the marshal and the maharam have. What motivated them to make this takana? You only make a takana the rabban to change the dinim. They have the ability to change the dinim hefka bez nefka, but you have to have a reason. What do you need the kinyan by mishlosh? Not so many other kinyan. Not enough kinyanim in the world. Why do they have to invent another kinyan? So that's what the Maharam suggested, that if you make a kinyan udisa, you have to have eidus lekiyum adover. But if you make a kinyan by mishloshin, you don't need eidus lekiyum adover. So that was a chiddush. You need eidus lekiyum adover for kinyan udisa. So the Ktzos pointed that out. He says, yeah, you need eidus lekiyum adover to be mechazik the das. It should be a real hadasa, a real udisa. And the Marshal suggested a different idea. Why doesn't Udisa solve all the problems? He said, no, it's a Dvar Sheker. So it's not right to make Udisas when it's Sheker. So that's why they made a Kenyan without any Sheker. They introduced the Kenyan Maim Shlosh. Okay. That is the Gemara. What is Rav Meir? We don't pass like Rav Meir. What is Rav Meir Shita or the Makan Dovish Laboli Yodam? How can you make a Kenyan on a Dovish Laboli Yodam? So it means like this. Let's say I own my house and I decide I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael in September. So I'm not going to need the house after September 1st. So I sell you the house. But now I need to live in the house. So I sell you the house today, Lach Alamad Yom. I sell you the house, the Kenyan should be Chal, in another 4 months, whatever, 8 months, the end of August. The Kenyan should be Chal the end of August when I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's acceptable. Like my house, you can give. I can be mekadosh anisha. I read mekadosh asli lach alamid yom. Let's say we're both in college and we're busy studying for finals for school, and I can't get married now. We're both busy doing work or in graduate school, whatever. So I give the girl a ring and say I read mekadosh asli the day after graduation. Graduation is going to be whatever June 1st. So the kiddushin should be chal June 2nd. So you make a kiddushin lach alamid. A man is married and he wants to get divorced, but he doesn't want to get divorced. They left the Sheva Brachas of the youngest child. So he said, Harem Mugoresh is Mimeni, the day after the Sheva Brachas of the youngest child. So the Mishnah says that that's legitimate. You can make a get lach alamid. So here also, I'm makdin to you the pears that are going to grow in Shnas Tov Shin Pei Dalet. So the pears don't exist now. So the Kenyan, Rav Meir also agrees, the Kenyan can't be chal now. It's non existent. The pears didn't grow yet. So I say, I'm makna the peris to you if and when they grow. And tavshin pei dalet, then the kinya should be chal at that time. It's like a kinya, lach alamid. Rav Meir is not bad. We understand why do we not accept Rav Meir? Why do we disagree with Rav Meir? What's wrong? Whenever you make a kinya on a dovish laboli olam, it should be like a kinya, lach alamid. Rav Meir agrees that you can back out. Let's say, I'm makna the peris that they're going to grow tavshin pei dalet, and I change my mind before it comes tavshin pei dalet. So the kinyan wasn't chal yet. Like if I'm mekadosh an isha lach alamid yom, and I or she, someone backs out before it comes this month. So either party can back out. That's called osi dibo mevatel dibo. Osi dibo mevatel, it's a sugyan kiddushin. So Rav Meir is not bad. Rav Meir holds he can make kinyan on a dovish lebal yom, lach alamid, likish a yob al oilom. Then the Kenyan will take effect. So why do we not accept Rav Meir Shita? So that's a question why. So some say, some use a lashon, you can only make a Kenyan, lach alamed, if you had the ability to make the Kenyan me'achshav. But if it doesn't exist right now, you could. If you would have wanted to, you wouldn't be able to make the Kenyan me'achshav, then you have the right to make it lach alamed. That's not true. That's not the way I said it can't be true, because let's say I have an apartment building and I rented out the apartments and the people have a 2-year lease. I want to lease out the apartment for after the 2 years are up. So I can't rent the apartment now to someone else. I already leased it to you. You have it for the next 2 years. So nonetheless, I can rent the apartment to someone else, lachazman, after the 2 years will be up. So I can't make a kinyan lachalamid, even I cannot make the kinyan. Yeah, I can make the kinyan lachalamid, but I'm the bailam now also, I'm the landlord now. I am the landlord. See, after that's not so accurate, the way I said, you can only make the kinyan lachalamid if you had the ability to make the kinyan me'achshav. You didn't have the ability to do me'achshav. It's not exactly true. And others say it's not because it's a halacha like that, it's because al pidin, you can't have das on a davar shel abal yalom. That's what the chacham holds. To have das on a davar shel abal yalom doesn't exist. Rav Meir also holds he can't have das. So he only says it if it's avida diyasu, if it's likely that Paris will grow, have a field and have trees, and the trees always give off fruits. The fruits always grow. So Rav Meir says you can't have das. If it's avida diyasu, you can't have das. And the Chacham say, no, al pidin. If the dove is lo bali olam, you can't have das on it. That's a maniasim. That's a din of das. The bottom Tosafot points out there are two kinds of dove shel bali olam. Sometimes the dinim are not exactly the same. One case is, I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow in Shnaps Tavshin Peidal. The pears don't exist yet. Or let's say, my next door neighbor's wife is pregnant with a baby, and they heard from the doctor it's a baby girl, and I want to marry their daughter. She wasn't born yet. I want to have these parents as my in-laws. Whatever the daughter is going to be like. So I give a ring to the father, say, Harebitech Mukadeshesli, but she wasn't born yet. So that's she's not a person yet. So that's like Paris that didn't grow yet. And then sometimes you have a person is born, but he's not Jewish, and he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So he's going through classes to convert. He goes to classes and he's learning about the Jewish religion, but he plans to convert. He fell in love with the Jewish religion. He took a course in university about comparative religions. He decided the Jewish religion is the only true religion. He's going to convert and he wants to marry this nice Jewish girl. So he says, Rem Kodeshusli Lacha Sha'ezga Yes. He exists, but Al Pidin, the halacha doesn't say he doesn't exist. Nochri cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. So that's also called the Dovah Shlod Bali Yolam. So Tesh says, but it's not as bad as the other Dovah Shlod Bali Yolam. So the dinam are not exactly the same. Okay, so Tesh has that. The bottom Tesh in other places talks about it more. In Bava Basra, not all the cases of Dovah Shlod Bali Yolam are the same. How do we know we don't paskin like that? Because the Gemara in Yevamos has what we call a shita. The Gemara in Yevamos gives you a whole list. The following Tanoim agree with Reb Meir that you can't make a kinyan on the davar shel bali olam. Gemara says one tana, another tana. Tosis quotes a tana. Who is it? Rav Lezer ben Yankiv. The bottom line in Tosis, Rav Lezer ben Yankiv. So Gemara gives a whole list of tanoim. So there's a tradition from the days of the Goinim, ein halacha keshita. Whenever the Gemara, usually it's Abaye. Abaye says he's picking out all the shita. The following tanoim holds sukkah has to be a diras keva. They quote one tana, another tana, another tana, another a whole bunch of tanoim. Whenever they quote a whole bunch of time to say something, it means that they're the minority opinion. By definition, means they're the minority opinion. We don't accept their opinion. You're not going to say, we took a poll, and the following Rabbanim say you're obligated to put on tefillin every Wednesday morning. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Gifter, Rabbi Hutter. Of course, that's the din, of course. You don't have to list off all the names. But he's saying the following Rabbanim say you don't have to like tefillin every Wednesday morning. That's going to be a very short list, because we don't hold like that. So whenever the Gemara gives a list, the following Tanaim hold, it means that that's the minority opinion. So the Gemara Yevamos gives you a sheet, the Gemara gives you a list. All the Tanaim who side with the Rav Meir, Blazim and Yankiv. So that's Ein Aloch Yeshita. That's how we know we don't paskin like Rav Meir about Dovish Labalio. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the logic behind this Dinde Rabbanon. How does it, what's called the Tikkun Rabbanon came to Rashi Tikkun. So first they thought, if the Loiva would have said at the time, Amat Nemoes, time of the Havoah, Mishtabad Nalach, Ochoman, Da'asi, Mach Masach, then it would have been good. So the Midi Rabban, they said, Nasa Kaimala, we consider it as if he said like that. The Gemara rejects it, it can't be that that's the Pshat. The Gemara gave a different suggestion, a different, Elam Ravashi, the last line on Yud Gimlam and Beis, and the top line Yud Dalan, not Elam Ravashi, no, a different word. When you owe money, so you have to pay the money within a reasonable amount of time. You have to pay within a amount of time. So if I lent you $20,000, so we made up when you have to pay it back to me. But then I'm going to switch it. Instead of paying me, you have to pay the other person, so then you have a right to wait a little longer, because it's going to be another chadosha now. The milde yishana, there's an amount of time, let's say in the shtar hava, it says money has to pay back the money. But once I'm going to convert that, the malva is going to give the shtar chev to the lekeach is going to collect it, so the loiva is probably going to feel he has extra time to pay. So since he gains pleasure out of that, so sometimes that makes a very strong gemiras das, and it creates a new hischav, so as if we were mevatel the old havoah, as if I was mechel the old havoah, on the condition that the loiv is going to accept the new chiyuv to the new person, and what clinches the new chiyuv, bahi hanon. So the Gemara says that's not always going to be a valid explanation, because there are certain people in the world who will make you pay. The shtar havoah says you have to pay in 20 years, let's say. I lent you $20,000, you have 20 years to pay. And it says when the 20 years are up. So if the one to whom I sell the shtar chayv is from the day Bar Al Yashiv, from the toughies, he's going to come on the day that he's entitled to, he's going to come on that day and knock on your door, he's going to demand the payment. He's not going to give you extra time. Normal people will give you a little extra time, but the abnormal people will demand the money right away. So this logic will not always apply. The kapsi, they'll tie you up, they'll beat you up. They'll make you pay the money the day that they're entitled. There is no bahi hanor, so this whole logic won't apply. That's not a smart thing. That's a klal anymore. The Gemara, the halacha always tries to make everything. You can't have halachas that are always going to be subjective. For each person, is going to be a different din. The halacha always tries to make everything objective. The din should be the same for everybody. And that's what the Ambar calls Nasata de Rechel Hashem. If the halacha is going to be, or every case, subjective, so it's not going to be halacha. Everything is subjective. Rav Soloveitchik has a lot about that in his essay, Isha Halacha. The Isha Halacha was a hesped that he delivered when his father passed away. That's why before the essay begins, he delivered the hesped in Yiddish, but then he wrote it over in Hebrew. So before the hesped begins, he writes, he quotes the Gemara that Yosef HaTzadik was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, then Bust Yukna Shalavin Nira Saloba Chalon, and then this prevented him from sinning. He realized that he's the son of Yankavinu, he's not allowed to sin with the Eishes Ish. So some of the philosophers were trying to figure out what Avera was Rabbi Soloveitchik planning to do. When he saw his father, he just meant the Musa Yukna Shalaviv. That's all he just meant. This is a description of my father. But they didn't understand that, so they thought he was about to do an Averia. This prevented him. That was a hesped that he delivered. I wasn't born then. I wasn't born yet. It was before I was born. But this was the hesped that he gave. So he writes a lot about that, that halacha always tries to make all the dinim objective, otherwise going to be Nesat Rech Lashurim, everything going to be subjective. There are some Rabbi religions where everything is subjective. So it's they don't have a system of Allah. So the Gemara says there's no way to explain logically. Kod the Tikkun Rabbanu came there, I said, Tikkun, what is, how do you explain this? And Gemara says, no, the answer is, Ella. What? Ella, Amar Mazutra. Ani Tlasman, the following three dinim, Shavin Rabban Kilsa Balaitam, is like Allah Moshe Messinai. You don't have to break your head to figure out a reason. Sure. There's no way to explain how it's gained their eisen. That's what Tosis points out, the second Tosis from the Tam. It doesn't mean Hilchos HaBaloi time, but there's no rationale what motivated the rabbis to make the come. No. They had a good reason why they wanted to change the din, why they wanted to make the takana. But it means that it's not a gained their eisen tikkun, unlike all the other din of the Rabbanan. that you're working with building blocks, that ideas, terms, concepts that exist on the level of their Isa, here the whole thing is a takana de rabban. It's not gaining the Isa deep. So chadaho, there are three dinim. One is this, the ma'am shlosh, the idach, and the idach. The other two, the Gemara is going to list off. Okay, we will stop here. There's an important taisus here. La pashka bevelo meeting. We have to discuss that a little bit. The migu story. The migu story. Okay. Go vaita. Okay, we got to have a vote. Should we give a Gemara tomorrow?